Dr. Day, the Tailway, Rabbi Shimon Katz.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Okay. Need my papers. Okay. Okay, first of all, one of the most important principles which our Torah teaches us is Hakaras HaTov, Poiskim V'Kovet Ksanya. I want to again thank Rav Zaltzman. This year will be what we call a chazaka, third year that I'm speaking for this beautiful, wonderful oilam over here. I also want to thank my yedid, who unfortunately cannot be here because he had to be mechazik elsewhere, Rav Lampin, Shlita, and he was a very big involvement in arranging this. I also, of course, we all owe our gratitude to the Rebbein Shlom on the Fleisecha. Every day we can't move, not anything, without Siyata Shmaya. And, of course, I want to thank everybody here for giving their time to come and hear a few words of Chizik. And I just want to let you know, I'm giving Chizik to myself as well. It reminds me of a story that I saw in one of the Pesach Kron, the Maggid speaks, that Rav Shlomo Shvadron was a Talmud from Rav Eliyahu Lopian Zatzal. And he was very, very close. And there's a story there, a beautiful story. It shows how much I appreciate the time that everybody's giving over here. They were going out collecting for an Inyan. Together, they were going out to raise money for Chveis, maybe a person who was a needy person. And Rav Eliyahu says to Rav Shlomo, you know the Chazal that says it's greater the one who asks somebody to give stocker than the one who actually gives stocker. Chazal, the Gemara, it's in I think, Baba Basra, maybe the Sukkah. So he says, what's pshat? So Rav Shlomo didn't answer because he figured that the Rebbe has what to say, you know. He has plenty to say, he was always saying. But let me know that to hear what Rebbe is, I'll tell you pshat. Like, you know, the famous pshat is that, you know, because the one who's giving stock, it's one mitzvah, and the one who's asking somebody else, it's two mitzvahs, it's chesed, you get it. That's the standard answer. But he gave two other answers. He says, one is that the person who was asking has bizyonis. Has bizyonis. And the one who's giving gets praise him, shvachim, hoy, you know, sometimes they honor him at a dinner, etc. So he gets a lot of covet. That's one answer. And he says, the biggest answer is, says the person who gives tzedakah, so he's giving. But the person who runs around asking others to give, he says he's giving from his time. And time is life. So I appreciate everybody's time. They're sitting here, even though it's kaveitim, it's a mitzvah itself, but I do appreciate that other things, you can learn other things in the meantime. So I really appreciate that they're able to see him. Anyway, let's start. This week's parsha, I'm from Eretz Yisrael, we learned it last week. But for you, it's this week's. Achrei Mois Kedoshim. So the kasha that everybody, if it's not black and white, it's clear that's what's bothering. It says, Vayidabe Hashem al Moshe Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron Bikarva Samdei Hashem Vayamusim. Hashem spoke to Moshe after the sons were Nifta, and they came close to Hashem, and then they died. Vayomer Hashem. Then it says afterwards, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. Dabel Aronachichom Al Yavoi Becholeis. Wait a second. It says Vayedaber. There's supposed to be a dibber over there, and then it says Vayomer. What are you? Both Vayedaber Vayomer. What is Vayed? Where's the dibur? Where's the dibur? Where did Kodesh Baruch Hu say something? It's interesting.
So you should know.
What?
It's only Achimaus this week.
I say Achimaus.
You say Achimaus Kedoshim.
No. You know what Rav Shai begins to say? It's famous for it. Achimaus Kedoshim Emor. You know, after the Kedosh, then everybody says, oh, what a great person was. Okay. Right, sorry. So the question is, what is this? Where's the Dibur? What is that? So, I can't tell you the amount of Beforshim that are on this. And it's beautiful. Every one of his mamish a pearl, beautiful. And I said, I want to share with you a few of them because. But before I get to that, I was thinking of Ishtikl Machshava. You ever notice that either Shmini or Achrei Mois, one of the two parashas always comes out after Pesach. I think it's Shayach. I think maybe what I'm trying to remember if Kedoshim ever came out, but it's either Achrei is immediately after or before, and Shmini is on a regular year Shmini, which talks about also the source of the Mises B'nai Aaron. So the question is, you know, I was just thinking to myself, like, it's mamish always like that. Why? You know, and nothing is for nothing. So I thought of an unbelievable word. I think it's Emes. It's definitely Emes. Rabbi Nishim is always makdim refuah lifnei makir. That's a bunch of, you know, we know that. That's with Purim, with the whole this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdim refuah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdim the refuah. If, you know, Nebuch, you look at Rashi and Toldos that says about a velus, that's why they, the suit of Havara is with an egg, or lentils, that's by Yaakov Avinu was making soup by Avraham, you know, Avraham Avinu was, you know, by the Batira. Because then Rashi brings it down, the Chazal, that, you know, that Avelis goes around the world. But, you know, everybody takes Avelis in a different way. And, you know, some people were very close, and it's something that's very, very difficult, you know, if a person loses a beloved one. So, the Pshat is, comes to Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and says, you want to know how to weather the crisis is? Pesach. What is Pesach? Emuna. Pesach is Emuna. That's the whole week was both Mechazik and Emuna. That's what Pesach is. A person is Mechazik and Emuna, then he can weather the crisis of Achrei Mois. You know, Misas B'nai Aroi. That's it. I think it's an Emes Kavod. But anyway, let's get down. So what is the pshat over here? So everybody knows the Rashi. Rashbam brings it down very, very concise. The Ramban also seems to agree with Rashi. He explains the whole. Yeah, you know how he explains the whole thing. It's very, very nice. So what does Rashi bring down? Rashi brings down a marshal. He says there was a doctor. Somebody was ill. There was a doctor, and the doctor, there were two doctors. One doctor said, straight to the point, said, listen, you got to be careful not to eat this and not to eat that, not to eat this. And the other doctor said, be careful so you shouldn't get sick like so-and-so, and he gives a dugma. That's the Rashi. Everybody knows the famous Rashi. Also, besides that, there was another problem. It also says, Vayimusu. I forgot to ask this question. Also, it says Vayimusu. They all asked this question too. It says Achrei Mois, and it says Vayimusu. That's a double talk. After they died, and then it said they died. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Anyway, getting back to the the Rashi. But first of all, before we even go further, I saw something similar. But Viruchim Sefer, I've learned something very interesting. You learned from this Rashi. First of all, you learned that what's the Vayidaber? Vayidaber is that it's the story, it's the dugma. The Vayidaber, the deeper was, you should know. Don't let it happen to Aaron like it happened to his children. Al Yavoy B'Chaleis, you know, like his children that were nifted because they came in Mikorva some that they came in and they came to the Mikdash Stam. That's what the deeper was. And the Ramban explains it, you know, that when it's a deeper before, it explains it after. But that's what the deeper was. Deeper was the story. So I think we learned something very interesting out. Sometimes we think that we hear a maisa, a mashal, a dugma, and we think, well, you know, you read a story or something, I think it's bittle Torah, it's a waste of time. Here you see a mashal. A mashal is not even a story. It's there's a famous thing of Beryl Wine when he speaks. He says, all my stories are true. He says, all my stories are true. Just some of them may have not happened yet. That's all. The same thing over here. It's that the mashal, when Rashi, it's definitely going to happen. Somebody, you know. And you see the Torah, it's Vayedaber. It's a Dibur. It's part of Torah. A mashal. Anything that gives a person chizik and avodas Hashem, let it be a story, a mashal, is Torah. That's a separate thing altogether. So anyway, so that's how Rashi gives an understanding and the Ramban and all of them. Just Derech Agav also okay. Rabbeinu Bachaye, he says. First of all, he has a very, very interesting hakdama on this parasha, which is very, very interesting. He brings down a person has to be careful not to jump too much because he explains what's the vayidaber, what's vayoyim. He says very interesting. He says there were two averis that the Bnei Aaron did. Two averis. One was an avera b'machshava. And what was an avera b'maisa? That's what he says. What's the machshava? So he brings down because the Nei Aaron were supposed to be punished because it says by Parshas Mishpatim that they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they saw that whatever it's over there that they're like a feet on the bricks a chleis. So they it was an inyan of machshava. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have already taken care of them, you know, they deserved to be, you know, to be nifted right then and there, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be ma'ariv, and he waited till later on. So, that's one avera they did. The other avera is a ma'isa. They brought an eish zora, that's what's over here, an eish zora, that was already a ma'isa. So he says like this, very, very nice, he says, this is talking about the Avera of Machshava. That's what it's talking about. Because it says, Bikorva Sam. The Avera was because they wanted to get close. They wanted to get close. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't go too further. Told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell everybody that there's a certain gvul. Don't go any further. Just stay where, you know, everybody has to stay and know their place. But they had such a chuka, they got close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it says, Bikarvasan then, Vayamusu now. That's the Shat Vayamusu. They were supposed to be Nifta then, Vayamusu now. That's what it says. And that's why it says, after Al Yavoy Bechalais, because a person should be careful. He's telling Aaron, be careful. Yom Kippur, he's going Lefnai Lefnim. He wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be careful. There's a, you know, you have to be careful. You have to know how much, when, and everything. Everything has to be done with Hachana, not so Pashas. So that's how he explained it. In Pashas Shmini, that's talking about the Maisa. So that's how the Rabbeinu Bachaya, it's beautiful. I think if you have to take a look at it. And then he said in Akdama, he says that a person has to be careful. It's a whole beautiful Akdama, and he says a person has to be careful that he shouldn't go, you know, try to push himself closer to, and the imam goes through, you know, brings a pasuk in Mishlei that a person that, you know, like considers himself like is sitting on the shulchan of the melachim, and it's a beautiful hakdama. If you have a chance, take a look at it. So that's a nice, beautiful way of explaining all the psukim over here. The Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim. Very, very, also very beautiful. So he says, the Or HaChaim says like this, a very nice pshat. He says that a person has to be careful. By Yidaber Hashem, he has more cautious, he gets involved in it, he explains. So for kids, he says that a person has to be careful and think that Bekarva Sam, Lipnei Hashem, he thinks that he's very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he's very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can basically do whatever he wants. You know, that's why it says, Al Yavoi B'chol Eis. So the Or HaChaim is a very, very nice. Also, take a look in yourself, you'll see it's beautiful. But I tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me another sefer, written by Chosher Rosh Hashiva, that's very, 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 very special. It's called Eish Tomid. Very, very nice. By the name of Avi Swami Adruk. And first of all, he mamish dissects the sugi, the whole thing. He has more kashrus. You know, he says he doesn't understand the mashal. You know, the mashal that Rashi, that it's really a Torah's Kahanim that's brought down, but it's really a Torah's Kahanim. That the mashal that you know, that to go through the whole length of the mashal, that it says you have to be careful how to lay down, you should this, and eat cold and hot, and the whole thing. Maybe she's marech. What's this arichas in the mashal? And then he says something else also, Bechlal, this is a moyerig akasha. He says, Aaron HaKoyen just lost his two sons, Achrei Mice. He lost his two sons, he saw it happen. Do you need a marshal to tell Aaron Al Yavoi B'chol Eis? The two sons is great. It's not just two big tzaddikim, and him and Moshe already they said, "Wow, we thought that we were great. They're mamish. They were greater than Moshe and Aaron." All kind of chazal. So he says, "What do you need more as reasons? You need a marshal, a story to tell Aaron about that. Don't do it. Don't come close because you may he sees it himself." Beautiful kasha. And then he says another this is a question I think others ask also, Kliyaka, I think so. He says there's chazal that bring down all the reasons why the sons of Aaron were nifted. Some say because they didn't get married. They bring down a whole list of reasons. So I sort of kasha, it says, this is what do we know? What is it all the reason for? The Torah says itself, "Bekarva Sam El Hashem Yamusu." So anyway, he says a beautiful shot. I think this is the embassy. He says an unbelievable shot, and he says like this: that really all those reasons that are brought down are not enough reasons that they should have been nifted for that alone. In other words, all this, you know, every one of them, it's okay. Yeah, it's not nice, it's not this, and that, you know, but imagine like a person comes Purim, and everybody knows that Purim, Baruch Hashem, you know, Mahadvin, Mahadvin, some people come, Mahadvin, and everybody's drinking, comes after Purim, and it comes, you know, Mariv. And you know, I was once in Yerushalayim. My in-laws, Zechuvah Levracha, used to live in like Meir Sharim area. And I was once there Purim, and it was a Friday, and I landed up davening in one of these, you know, for Kabbalah, one of these Hasidish, one of these big Hasidish courts over there, and there were some people that had the Pasha had to schlep them out. they didn't let the Kabbalah Shabbos go in the normal way. I mean, people were allowed, you know, He imagined if a person would daven and all of a sudden two flames would come and what? Because what? Because he's davening a little bit on the simcha side. From Purim, it doesn't make any sense. All the reasons. So he says a very, very nice pshat. He says that the pshat bekorvasam. Bekorvasam means because they were so close to Hashem. There was such a tzaddik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medactic with tzaddik in Kechud HaSaira. And I think that's a beautiful pshat. But, you know, it's interesting. Years ago, I had a Talmud, I used to teach in a school that was, the kids weren't that Yiddishkeit problems as well, and the school still exists today. Baruch Hashem, they do great work in Telston. And there was a Talmud over there. When he used to see all these chazalim, he used to go crazy. He used to say to me, "You see, it doesn't pay to be so frum, because look, they're getting killed for this problem, and small little doctor stickazakin." So, sometimes the best thing is to keep quiet when somebody, you listen and you get much further by listening. I listened, and I said to him, "I understand you very, very well." And then I waited, and then I said to him like this. I said, "The truth of the matter is, I understand you very, very well. But you know what? There's a story which I heard many years ago from Shlomo Rav Zatzal. The story goes like this, that the Vilna Gaon, it's a famous story of the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon was imprisoned once. They put him in jail. Right? The Goyim in those days, they look for excuse to put the, especially the rabbis in. And there was a Meshumid there that was the guard. And the Meshumid, took something into his mouth, and he didn't make a bracha. So the Vilna Gaon says, what about a bracha? So the Meshumid started to laugh, and Bava Yeshiva's laugh. He says, "What? A bracha? What do you mean? I'm a Meshumid," he said to him. "What?" And he started laughing. So the Vilna Gaon didn't get paid. He says, "As was, what you think that Vacha may vest, and they're not going to mun you ein for the bracha that he didn't make either? No, if a Kosh Baruch, Mitak, Mitzadikim, everybody has a cheshbin. So, we have to try our best. That's what a Kosh Baruch wants from us. We have to try our best." So anyway, that's the terrace that the safety. It's a beautiful terrace. But now everybody's listening to this nice shtickle Torah. It's very, very nice. All different mafarshim. Take a look at yourself. You'll see more. There's mamish unbelievable on it. But the question is, we always think to ourselves, what is the negeya to me? What is the negeya for my steigi, my living day to day? What is the negeya to me? So, everybody who remembers last year, and last year I brought down a beautiful Yishalmi, and the Yishalmi is based on the Pasuk in Veschanan, and Veschanan it says a very, very, very important Pasuk over there, and it's very, very kedai to remember this Pasuk and think about it, and the Pasuk says that me Hashem Elokeinu, who is like our God? Who is like our God? And it says a Lashon. One second. Beautiful pasuk. Something a person has to chazer all the time. The Kraven, that Kosh Baruch was close to us, the Koreinu, that whenever we call him, and Kosh Baruch listens to us. Oh, me goy gadol Hashem loy elikim Kraven may love Hashem. Who is it? What nation can say about themselves they have a God that's so close? Bechol Koreinu may love. Now, whenever we want, we can call, we can speak to him. And I brought down the Shalmi that says that Kosh Baruch Hu is far, far away. Like Gemara and Chagiga brings down that Mamish goes to a whole cheshbon that Nebuchadnezzar was saying, "I'm going to make battle with the God." And that Kosh Baruch Hu left, "You know our father, the Kisak covenant." And the Gemara described that each limb of the Chayas is 500 years away. And he said, "You can't imagine, our Kosh Baruch Hu is so, so far up." And yet, Kraven, said the Yerushalmi says, we could speak to Hashem like a friend. Hashem is mamish right next to us. That's why we say Baruch, when we damish, but I say Baruch Atah. Atah is the Lash. What's Shal Atah? You don't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you. Now, the point is that we're like talking to, like mamish next door. That's the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's mamish right next to us. That's how we have to realize. That's it, so the kiruv that we have today, you know, we're talking about Bekovatsam, the kiruv is tefillah, is davening. And there's a Gemara in Barakas, and I said a nice shtickle on this. The Gemara in Barakas brings down Dvarim Krum Zulus, Livnei Adam, and the Gemara says, Elu Dvarim, these are the things that they stand on the height of the world. Barayim is on the height of the world. Uvenei Adam mezalzel behem, and people are mezalzel. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Rashi, there's such a beautiful shtickle. Rashi says kigoyin. So first of all, kigoyin means, for example. And for example means, that means there are other things also. Other things, for example, and there are other things. So we're going to talk about that afterwards. Okay. So what's the example? Kigoyin tefillah, like tefillah. Now, if I was Rashi, I would stop right there. Because what do I need to say anymore? Kigoyin tefillah. They're like tefillah. And we all know what tefillah is. You know, tefillah is like, we see the pasuk in the Vaschanan. Now we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamish like a friend. We don't need any more than that. Rashi adds on two more words. Rashi adds on Sha'oila Lamala. That's Oila Lamala. What is that? What does that mean? Why do you have to add that in? So I was speaking, I spoke to a lot of Talmidei Chacham about it, different, and I said, yeah, he means to say, you know, it goes up in it. So what's the purpose of saying that? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's up there. We know how tefillah goes up. We know we're talking about. It doesn't help us. Rashi wants to say that tefillah is so chashiv. I want to explain that. It's so chashiv. So what do you have to add on Shem Lamala? We know that. And in fact, it would be better to say that. Don't say that. Say that we're so close to Hashem. We can talk to him like a friend, like the Yishalmi says. What is Rashi saying? Shem Lamala. Rashi doesn't waste any words. I think I once heard that there was a rush, I haven't been able to find it yet, there's a rush that says that for every inch drop of Rashi, you have to sit Zion the Kiyam to understand the Rashi. That's the shame of Rashi. I have to find it, I still haven't been able to find it yet, but I heard it from somebody, I don't remember who it was, but it's an own thing. Rashi doesn't say any word for nothing, there's got to be something there. So, I was thinking about it. So the first place I looked to try to find anything, I decided, I know you have to know certain people, certain books talk about this a certain way. I decided to look at Rav Aaron Kotler, Mishnas Aaron. So I look at the Mishnas Aaron, and I see that he brings down to take a look at the Nefesh HaChaim Shar Beis. The Nefesh HaChaim Shar Beis says something very interesting. I have it here, I don't know, it says somewhere, I have it here somewhere, but the Nefesh HaChaim says like this. He says tefillah is so chashiv that tefillah goes up, and through tefillah the shefa of the world comes down. In other words, it's only the tefillah, the whole thing of tefillah is that it goes above and it makes the shefa of the world. It brings through tefillah, and he says very nicely, that's why there's Anshek Nesek Doyle, they sat and they made a certain nusach for tefillah. Each word was thought out, and it this is what Nefesh HaChaim says, each word is thought out and custom tailored to the door. Now that's a Mishnah Tharon, but if each word is cut out, it's perfect for all the door till Mashiach. Exactly what we need. You don't even have to add on another word of your own, even though we say we could, and it's probably better to, but you don't really, because everything, what we all need, all our needs are included inside the words that they worked out. That's what it says. So, that's how he learns. That's how he learns Pshat. I was thinking, on another way, and then Baruch Hashem, but Lemaisa is correct, and then I also thought that Pshat Kegoyin. Kegoyin means there's got to be something else. There's another example. So, what's the other example? What's the other example? Find something else that goes above, and it's I told this to somebody. Said it's definitely Emerson. The Kegoyin is going on Torah. Because the same Nefesh HaChayim later on, by the way, all this is based on Zohar. If you bring down Zohar, it's all over the place. The same Nefesh HaChayim later on in Shah Dalit explains that every word of Torah creates and brings Shefa. When we learn, it brings Shefa, it brings that we should be Matzliach and everything like that. Somebody just told me, I don't know if it's true, but they claim that, somebody just told me that they say the name of Chaim, that Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, had a tremendous abundance of rain this year, Baruch Hashem. They were so worried about the Kinneret that it was very, very low, and it was really, for the last few years before this year, it was disastrous. It was rain, but it was nothing, and they were really very, very worried. This year, Baruch Hashem, B'li'ayin ha'amamish, pshii! And then on Pesach, the Cheremon had snow. That when the snow will melt, it will raise the Kinneret more. Mamish. So they say in the Chaim. Chaim says that the reason is because of the latest campaigns that they had for Torah, for the chizik of all the different moishes over there. They were making all these campaigns, and people responded unbelievably. And so you see that Torah brings Shefa. So that's the pshat in the Kegoyin. So I thought it was a very interesting, in general, you should know. So now that we understand this, this is what the pshat Achrei Mois Kedoshim is. That we have to realize that this is how it talks to us. Achrei Mois Kedoshim. There was a certain amount of zilzul inside of the kira of an akarakarakarish, all the truths we said. We have to realize when we go to daven, that our davening, we have to realize how chashiv it really is. And the scary thing is, it's so chashiv that b'nei adam is zalzul b'hem. That's what we have this. But before I get to continue with that, so I want to say that when I saw the Nefesh HaChayim, it was beautiful. But it didn't talk to me enough. And then I came up with another, and then Baruch Hashem, because Baruch Hu showed me a certain sefer, and he told me, and it said there, this is exact thing, the B'nai Yisoska says it, that the Pshat Oyla Lamala is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he made it the system, it's Teva. And how does Teva go? Teva goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that there will be, like delegation of jobs to different things. The Shemesh will do this, the Ereach will do that, this Malachim will do this, and that's how Kosh Boko will create the whole world. And that's the problem, that's why, what happened at the Enosh, because they started getting involved, they thought that's what Avraham Avinu said. He looked at the sun, he said, that can't be God. He realized there's a above power over everything. But people made a mistake and they started worshipping the different lower delegates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pshat Oyla Lamala is that Tefillah is so powerful. It's so powerful. It's Oyla Lamala from the whole Teva. It could change the whole Teva. In other words, a person, you hear every once in a while, people that never have a hard time having children, and they wait for years and years. And then also somebody in my neighborhood that for at least 14 years, something like that, they didn't have any children, and they were doing things. All of a sudden, bingo! They had twins, and somebody had triplets and quadruplets and quadruplets, whatever. We have to realize that our tefillah. When we daven, we are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Koyach HaTfila is above Oyla Lamala. It's above Teva. It's above everything. And an interesting thing, I was thinking when I saw this, when I was thinking this, and then I saw today's Saskin, I said, that shot Kael El Yoin is Shmon Esrei. What's it? Kael El Yoin. It's a Kael means Baal Yecholus. If you look at the traffic, Kael is almighty. But what's this Kael El Yoin? Because of us, the Baruch Hashem is above Teva. He controls the whole Teva. That pshat Kael El Yoin. And that's the pshat Rashi. Oyel Lamala. That's the pshat. So, now with all this said, how important it is that we see from all this how important it is that to take tefillah seriously. And I myself have seen a lot of different myself seen nisim, the chlal, in the realms of tefillah. I tell the famous story, which is a beautiful story. I've been telling. And it's not written anywhere because the story happened to me. I was Zeicher Baruch Hashem to go into the Stipler a few times. In my days, when I was a Bacher, the Stipler was selling his Kehillas Yaakov from his house. He didn't sell it, it wasn't sold in stores. And he did it in such a way, why did he do it? Because he didn't want people to buy the Sefer to keep on their shelves and get dusty, you know? So he wanted that people should learn it. So what he did is to sell you two at a time. You could go in and only get two at a time. So because I wanted the whole set, so I went in. But, you know, and I was in Yerushalayim learning, took a bus to the Nevrak, went into the Stipler, one time, two times, every time, you know, another time, another time, another time. And Baruch Hashem, I had a shtickle kesher. It wasn't like kind you could get a kesher, they could sit in the shmuzer. That wasn't exactly the situation. So one time I had a serious problem. One time I had a very serious problem, and I needed a bracha or an eitza from the gedolim. So I went to Rav Scheinberg, who was my rebbe, and he gave me a bracha. I went to Rav Shach Zatzal, and then I went to the Stipler. So the Stipler, I was hoping he would give me an eitza. So I had a little recorder like this in my pocket. I was hoping that, and I. You know, get there's a line. You know, you have a line. Now you put your name on the list, and then when you find out who's last and whatever. So, I put my name on the list, and then I went. I was writing a kvittel. So it says over there. It's there's a sign. I didn't even see it. So it says over there. By the kvittel. But it says when you put the name there, it says do not write on the kvittel to the rav to the stipler. No, this is Pavel. But I didn't know, I didn't see it, because even though I was an Eretz Yisrael for quite a few years, but I don't pay attention to notes, especially in Hebrew, but written in English, maybe I'd see it better. So it said that I saw that sign there, and I didn't see it. And I wrote on the paper, no, it's Balio. I get in, so finally my turn comes. And I can't describe you what it's like, you know. Just to see the man, even then, he's Molly Pachet. He was sitting on his shtender, and he didn't hear. He was sitting on his shtender. He was learning. In between appointments, he's not going to be a rattle tire with the neck. He's going to learn. I walk in, obviously, he was so busy learning, he didn't take the. So I came in and I put the note on the shtender. He takes the note. And he starts going, because he didn't hear, he read it out loud. And then I was like, okay, he's in the note. And all of a sudden, I don't know what hit me. And I had the tape recorded, so I don't know what hit me. And all of a sudden, he stands up and he starts to scream on the top of his lungs, "Du darf mich follow sein!" Which means, you have to dive in! I don't, all of a sudden the family came. I said, "Well, I had to calm down. I don't know what happened." I walked out of there. I'm still looking for the tape. I have it somewhere in my house. It's somewhere buried there. I want to listen to that again. Dude, that was foul. I walked out of there. Pachad, Molly Pachad. Wow, what did I do? And then somebody told me, "You wrote on the this foul." Oh, dang, I didn't realize it. Because the Stifler held, you got to dive, and we have to realize how crush and how feel is. Hashem wants to hear us diving. We have to come on time to that. We have to dive in every word. We have to think about it, not just lip service. That's Bekorvatsam. That's how it talks about today. Achrei Mais Kedaishim. It talks about because we get close, we have a chance to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. And it's Ayla Lamala. It can change the whole world. Any problem we have, whether in business, children, whatever it is, kids, there's problems, kids. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ayla Lamala, and it can change everything. And that's what we have to remember. And this is a tremendous chizik. Now we get close to Kabbalah Satorah. We have to realize the koyach of our words. Koyach of our words of davening. And the koyach of our words of learning. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us all out. That taka we should be zoicha. That the tefillos of all Klai Yisrael throughout the generations, this long galus, should make a roishim. And oil of the mala we should be zoicha the Mashiach that came in here be amen. Yes,